This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordagna. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick-shiroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandoe on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, takes it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordagna, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Hoosier Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Kaiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans from Tippecanoe. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The Sidney girls are on the road in the Miami Valley League against the Red Devils. Should be a fine game. Stay with us as we prepare for a winter storm over the next 2 to 3 days. Who knows, this may be the last game we cover this week. We've got a game planned for Friday night at the Rushi Gym. Big boys clash. Bodkins on the road at Rushi may not happen. but we've got girls coverage tonight. Had a boys game last evening at Lehman, won by Lehman over Covington, as the Cavaliers advance to 5-3 on the year, 3-2 in the Three Rivers Conference. Miami Valley League meeting tonight. A couple of girls programs, Chuck, which have dominated the MVL the last few years. Rebuilding season 12 months ago for TIP, coming off a one-loss season just 2 years ago. Sydney and her head coach, Jamal Foster, mighty strong once again. Sydney girls won the Valley 1 year ago. Tippecanoe tied for third. How about this year? Sydney on the season 7-2. Tippecanoe on the season 7-2. Sydney 7-0 in the Miami Valley League Valley Division. Tippecanoe 6-1 in the Miami Valley League Miami Division. Interesting common opponent. Tips lone setback in league action to West Carrollton, a club that Sydney routed this past Saturday. You tend to throw comparative opponents aside, but that's pretty significant. There are injuries.
Yep.
Kiara Hudgens still out with a knee for Sydney. Kamara Johnson, concussion protocol. And the outstanding inside senior player, Hannah Wildermuth for TIP, played three games early on this season, is now out with a recurring shoulder injury. How about that, Chuck? In the last 18 months, Wildermuth for TIP, two shoulder surgeries, one on each. Began the year, was averaging between 10 and 11 points after 3 weeks of play, but a recurring bum shoulder for her.
Yeah, that's really sad. I mean, you see a kid, and I mean, she's a heck of a basketball player, senior. Really looking forward to seeing her play, but the injury is part of the game, and you next man up, next girl up, and you go out there and keep playing.
A couple years ago, Tippecanoe whipped Sydney twice. Last year, Sydney whipped Tip twice, which brings us to our big keys of this game, brought to you by Francis Schulze in Rushi. And as I look at the couple clubs on the floor tonight, Sydney wants to push pace. Tippecanoe wants to play possession by possession. That's it in summary.
Well, yeah, and Sydney's going to have to really force the tempo. They're going to pressure. They're going to pick them up full court, half court, try to trap. They are missing two of their junior guards that play an awful lot of basketball, so they're going to have some different combinations out there than they're used to.
Francis Schulze and Rushi, one of our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Key building components at Francis Schulze: style, durability, and efficiency. These are the highest quality building components offered by Francis Schulze, which builds storm doors and garage doors. They manufacture the best for these two teams tonight. Key building components, as we noted. Sydney would love to score as many points as we can. Tippecanoe wants to keep it in the 40s, no more than 8 to 10 points a period. Those are the key building components for these two clubs this evening. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. More about these two clubs upcoming. It's Sydney and Tip, always a good game. Girls, Miami Valley League basketball action tonight from here at Tippecanoe on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack with Chuck once again here at Tippecanoe. We're several minutes away from the opening tip-off between Sydney and the Tippecanoe girls. Wednesday night girls basketball action from Tip City. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. A big blowout sale going on right now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Sydney Yellow Jackets coached by Jamal Foster. He is here in year number four. Sydney led by Allie Stockton, second leading scorer in the MVL on the girls' side this year, 16 per game. Larkin Vordemark is at 10. Jordan Scully at 10. For Tip, leading scorers, Mackenzie Chin at 11. Alexa Mater at 10, as we noted. Hannah Wildermuth, good senior inside player at 5'10", is out. She's nearly 11 points a game. The 5'10 Wildermuth missing because of a recurring shoulder injury. And as we told you several minutes ago, Kiara Hudgens recovering from the ACL for Sydney, and Kamara Johnson in concussion protocol. Chuck, how do you size this game up? I think you discard that West Carrollton common opponent. Can Tippecanoe run the offense, not turn it over, get the ball up the floor? Sydney will want to make this game fast.
Yeah, Sydney's going to want to push it. I think one of the keys, that I was talking to Charles Stockton. He's the assistant coach before the game, known Charles forever,
right?
Allie's dad. And he said Lexi Brewer is getting better. She's starting to she still has a little pain, but she's starting to play through it. She's starting to play a little more fluid. And boy, that would be a big plus for Sydney if they could get her back.
Yeah, she too
at 80%.
She too coming off knee surgery.
Yeah. But they got Vordemark, a sophomore. They got Scully, a sophomore. Those two kids can just flat out shoot it.
Right.
And they score. And Allie Stockton, if she was a selfish player, she'd probably average about 25 a game. So, I mean, and that's a compliment to say that, you know, she makes sure that her teammates get touches on the ball, too.
Yeah, you can put a capital U in front of her name. She is so unselfish.
Yeah, she is.
So unselfish. Jamal Foster, head coach at Sydney. He has tutored basketball players, young ones, in the game of hoops at Kettering Fairmont, Thurgood Marshall, Wayne, among others. He's been an AAU coach for about 10 years, a personal basketball trainer, as I alluded. He was among 30 applicants for the Sydney head coaching position on the girls' side 4 years ago. He got his coaching start with the Miami Valley Charter Middle School Boys. And as I mentioned, plenty of AAU experience with organizations like Next Level, Nike Lady Gym Rats, Tier 1 Sports. He was also the training and basketball coordinator for the Dayton KROC Center for about a year or so. Third-year head coach at TIP is Christina Petodny, and she's an Ohio Dominican graduate, played basketball there, finished up in 2014, a TIP alumnus in 2010, has been teaching 9 years at TIP, was associated with basketball for the first six of those 9 years at the eighth grade girls level, and has been the varsity coach for the last few seasons. Last year, 13-12 by way of record for TIP. 2 years ago, 2021, the truncated coronavirus season. Undefeated all the way to the sectional final. Got nipped by Carroll.
Yep. Well, we saw Carroll. Carroll was a really good basketball team, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We'll see a five out, four out, one in, a modified open post. TIP will spread the floor, try to slow this game down, and if they can, drive a little bit. If it's open, take it to the rim, kick it back out, shoot the three.
Well, if they make threes, they can stay in the game.
Exactly.
And don't turn the ball over a bunch.
Right. Should be a good game. Interesting to see how it develops. Contrasting styles. Sydney on the road at Tippecanoe tonight. It's the Yellow Jackets and Red Devils on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ shelbycoVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Who will guard Allie Stockton? How will Tippecanoe defend her? Missing Hannah Wildermuth for Tip. Perhaps Alexa Mader, a six-footer, a senior, can absorb some of that strength on the inside and do damage. She'll be a cog in the middle. In fact, on the floor here for this game, she's the tallest player by a few inches tonight. Interesting strategizing. Fourth-year head coach Jamal Foster, Sydney. Third-year head coach Christina Patodny for the Tip Red Devils. Sydney in the road, black, white numbers. A lot of gold and white trim down the sides of the shorts. Multicolored tennis for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. We see teal, purple, pink, Tippecanoe, the home white, black Tippecanoe across the chest, black numerals. A lot of red and black horizontal trim on the jerseys and shorts. Two sets of colorful unis here tonight at Tip High School. We're all set. Good crowd on hand. Sydney section behind us. Tip across the way. May hear a little larger roar when the Yellow Jackets put the ball in the hoop. Opening tip to start the game. Samantha Wall, 5'9 junior in the opening five for Tip. And it's won, though, by Sydney. Ball batted into backcourt to Lexi Brewer. Lexi Brewer, Larkin Vortemark, Jordan Scully. Senior, sophomore, sophomore. Three of the opening five players. Allie Stockton, 5'9 senior for Sydney. And Reagan Clark, 6'1 senior post player. And that was Reagan who got the rebound in the lane.
Right on cue.
On a missed shot from the foul stripe, Reagan Clark uses that 6'1 length of hers to drop it in. And Sydney bolts on top, 2-0. Tippecanoe with the ball out high. Madison Moran, a 5'3 senior, throws it near side. It's wild. It's picked off on the play by Sydney. Darting down the floor, Stockton throws it across the lane to teammate Vortemark. Little give and go. Sydney hits a player right down the pike. Stockton on the finish and a foul against him. Very strong opening here by Sydney, which hurries to a 4-0 lead. Free throw for Stockton. Madison Moran, 5'3 senior. Mackenzie Chin, 5'3 senior. Lainey Kleckner, a 5'10 junior. Alexa Mader, a 6-foot senior. And Samantha Wall, a 5'9 junior. The opening five for Tip, which trails 5-0 in the opening 55 seconds after five very hasty points by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Here's Mackenzie Chin on the arc. And what do we have? A moving screen against Tip. Yep, right in front of us.
Good call.
Not the start that head coach Christina Patodny of Tip wanted. Poor beginning. Sydney with possession. Quick substitution for Tip.
That was Wall's second foul. Two fouls for the team, two fouls for Wall.
Boy, does that ever hurt. 5'9 junior. Emily Oslagi, 5'8" sophomore on the floor now for the Red Devils. Here is Sydney to midcourt. On the bounce, Lexi Brewer, 5'6 senior. Handoff on the play to Jordan Scully. Scully, left-hand bounce pass, wrap around inside to Clark. Clark leaves it outside the lane to the right for Stockton. A lot of traffic. Shot no good. Rebound down to Tip. Right idea. Sydney just could not complete the play. 6:26 to go, opening period. Sydney in the lead, 5-0. Here's Tippecanoe, 25 feet out. It's Kleckner. Spelled C-L-E-C-K-N-E-R. Too much dribbling, but Tip. Ball knocked away by Sydney. And then Moran gobbles it up for Tip. Has it swiped. Sydney barrels down the floor. It's Lexi Brewer darting toward the basket. Foul from the rear against Tip. Holding foul. Out of bounds, Yellow Jackets below the rim. Another change for Tippecanoe. Elizabeth Stallard, known as Biz for short, checks in, a 5'9 sophomore. Sidney enters from below the basket. It's thrown out high to Scully. Scully at the elbow on the left. Goes to Stockton, left corner. Sets and shoots the three short. Rebound almost stuck up there between the rim and the backboard. And the ball is scraped off the floor by Oslagi for tip. Up over to Moran. Picked up by Scully, 25 feet out. Down the right side, it's fed to Kleckner. Here's a high-arching shot by her behind the arc, short. Rebound down to Sidney. Brewers got it. Sidney leads 5-0. We've played 2.5 minutes. Bad pass, Sidney. Interception by Moran. Moran for tip. Up the floor to Kleckner. Cutting toward the rim as Moran doesn't receive the pass, though. Tip still throws it around on the arc. Good defense by Sidney so far here in the first nearly 3 minutes. Forcing tip way out on the floor. It's Stallard. Stallard hands off in the weave to Moran. Tip is barricaded in the far corner of the floor. Now circling back out on top is Moran, picked up by Scully. Good defense being applied by Sidney's Vordemark on the jump shooter. Laney Kleckner, it is missed from behind the arc, hit the back flange. Rebound down the floor to Sidney. Here's Scully all the way.
Nice.
Oh, took it from midcourt, slipped down the lane, left-handed, shoveled it toward the glass, and kissed it in off the window. Athletic play by Scully, 7-0 Sidney.
Great move on top and a good finish.
Fake right, and Kleckner goes left, cut off. She's out of the arc. Throws it to Oslagi, who wasn't expecting it. She managed to reel it in. Threw it right flank to Moran. It's off somebody's fingertips for tip. Out of bounds, into the Sidney bench.
Not the start the tip was looking for.
No.
They're going to call timeout.
Yes. 4:25 left, opening quarter. Sidney in the lead over the tip girls. 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Very important here for Tip late in the first quarter to stay in touch with Sidney. Tip simply not running its offense effectively at all. Credit Sidney's defense in part for sure. And the Yellow Jackets, like a house of fire, struck quickly. A 5-0 lead in the first 50 seconds or so. Only 2 buckets in this game, or I should say 2 points in this game, in the last 3 minutes.
Tip's gone from their man to a 1-2-2.
Here is Sidney throwing into the lane area to Stockton. Post-up move, 10-footer. No, a little strong. Rebound down to Tip. It's Chin. Mackenzie Chin, double-digit score on the year. Tries to carve out space in the lane. She's hampered by Sidney's D. Throws it to Moran on the arc. Near side pass to Stallard. Deep left corner, Oslagi. Covering all over her is Scully. Little give and go, but Tip, it's sloppy, and Sidney makes the steal. Long heave down the floor. Wide open player for Sidney to the rack. Vordemark for 2. 9-0 Sidney.
4 girls for Sidney have scored now in the first 4.5 minutes of the first quarter.
Superb balance. Ball thrown to the post. It's Mader. Mader has an opening, puts it on the deck, and it's raked away by Sidney. Goes out of bounds. Alexa Mader, 6-foot senior, has to do some damage on the interior, that's for sure. Baseline left of the rim, inbounding Kleckner for tip. Laney Kleckner looking to pitch it into play over Scully. Does baseline left to Mader, who got away with a stumble and a walk for sure. Sidney fans behind us laughing about that one.
How about Juliana's going? Kind of waved his hand like, eh.
You can hear them behind us. They are guffawing. And it was a clear walk against Tip. Missed. Here's a long 3-point drive of Mader. 24-footer. The 6-footer chucked it up there. Missed it long. Rebound smacked out of bounds on the play.
No call.
And Sidney will bring it down. 3:04 to go. Shutout being thrown by the Sidney girls so far.
That tip's having trouble hitting the curveball.
I tell you what, Sydney threw some pretty fast curves at Tip in the opening minute of this game. Sydney entering the contest is Kellis McNeil, baseline right. The sophomore has a little opening, doesn't take it, feeds it to Stockton, and Stockton is there for the deuce from 6 feet away. Alert play by McNeil, the 10th grader. 11-0 Sydney. Shot fake on the arc, but Chin manages to creep down the lane, has a hand on the ball from a Sydney player, maybe a hand on the wrist too, and it's called a two-shot foul, sending Chin to the stripe. Mackenzie Chin, a double-digit score, 5'3 senior, trying to put Tip on the board for the first time tonight. Foul shot, no good. It hit the heel. 2:27 to go, opening period. 11-0 Sydney. Second shot here, but Chin, having left the game, is Oslagi. Back on the floor, Stallard for Tip. Second free throw, also a little too much muscle. Rebound down to Stockton. Stockton dribbles up ahead, goes to Vordemark. Right corner, Scully. Got away with a palm through the lane and then went below the basket and from her knees flipped it in with the left.
That's her move tonight.
Woo!
She and Vordemark and Scully are just so good, and only sophomores.
Extremely adept, offensively highly skilled. Here's a long three-point try by Mackenzie Chin for Tip. It clangs off the rim, no good. Long rebound to Brewer for Sydney, which is up 13-0. Brewer into the paint. Fires left corner to Scully. Scully maneuvers in the lane area, turns, fades, wow, and bangs in a 10-footer. Oh, my. Wow, brilliant. Beautifully done on the play by Scully. And it's 15-0. It was a hard drive by her into the paint. Then she stopped on a dime, twisted, faded back. And her line drive jumper rattled and stayed in there. 15-0 Sydney. A minute 20 left to go here in the first quarter. Here's a nice play by Tip. Baseline drive by Moran. Around two players. Left it short. Rebound Sydney. Steal by Chin. Chin to the rim. Yes, for Tippecanoe. 15-2. Tip's first goal.
There goes the shutout.
A minute two left to go here in the first quarter. Bad pass by Sydney. Out of bounds down to our right. 13-point lead for Sydney here in the early going. Sydney victorious over Tip last year by 16 and 13 in the two games. Tip beat Sydney in the pair the year before, a couple years ago, when Tip lost just once, and that was in the sectional final to Carroll. Out of the arc with the ball. It is Mater. Handoff to Chin for Tip. Fakes a drive. Good defense by McNeil. Ball thrown right corner to Mater. Mater nearly walked to the baseline. Tried to throw it into the lane. Sydney intercepted it. Here's a double team, triple team in backcourt. Ball rolls away from the Sydney player. Tip got a piece of it last, I think. No.
Yeah, I think it hit Scully on the foot as it rolled out of bounds.
Out of bounds off Sydney. Tip will throw in. Right in front of the Sydney bench, 21 ticks to go here in the first quarter. Sydney up by 13 already. Outside the arc for Tip, it is Kleckner, and a player for the Red Devils. Chin hits the deck. Defensive foul against Sydney. Inbounding Kleckner at the end of the Sydney bench near the score table. Ball thrown midcourt, handled by Chin, outside the arc on the left to Oslagi. Straight away to Chin. Chin wants to drive on McNeil. Fakes right, goes left. Flips it behind her to Moran, who doesn't shoot the three. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. To Oslagi in the right corner, has an opening, baseline. She's pitched, but two defenders, bodies fly, foul called. Looked like
a charge.
Woo, boy, that's a break for Sydney. I didn't see that one. No, I saw two fouls in Sydney, one from the front, one from behind.
I saw the foul from the back, but it was a charge, but the foul occurred first.
4 seconds left. Well, I should say 4/10 of a second left here in the first quarter. A long line drive three ball by Scully from 30 feet. No good. And the first quarter finishes. It is Sydney 15, Tippecanoe 10 after 1 on scores. Did I say 10. I should have said 2.
2.
Sidney 15, Tippecanoe 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Sidney girls have turned this into a racehorse game so far, has not agreed with tip to this point. Sidney owns a 15-2 spread as we start quarter number two. Tip inbounding to midcourt. It's handled there on the play by Moran outside the arc on the left to Kleckner. Good hedge by Sidney. Double team. Kleckner's got to give it up. Goes to Oslagi straight away. On the floor now for Sidney. Reagan Clark guarding Mader. Height against height right there. Very poorly designed throw across court. Picked off by Sidney's Clark. Long lead out for Vordemark on the finish. Boy, Sidney running the floor beautifully.
They threw the ball straight to Clark. Clark threw one outlet pass, and Vordemark shot the layup.
Yep, that was all she wrote. 17-2, Sidney by 15 points. First 50 seconds of the second quarter. Here's Chin, spin move in the lane, hooks it up in the air over McNeil. It circled the rim and came out. Tough break. Rebound down to Sidney. Up over the timeline. He's dipping into the paint area. Goes Scully, runs over a tip player. The white jersey falls backward to the hardwood. And it's going to be tip possession down to our right.
Well, that time Jordan made up her mind he was going to go to the basket before she saw that there was two defenders in front of her.
Alexa Mader inbounds it in backcourt. Double team by Sidney. Ball thrown ahead to Stallard. Stallard gets to the timeline. Reach in called against Vordemark of the Yellow Jackets. Number two on her. Team fouls four each way. 6:55 to go in quarter number two. 17-2 lead in favor of Sidney. Just one field goal in this contest for Tim. Outside the arc on the left, it's Chin. Chin rotates through the top of the circle. Gives it up to Mader. Super defense by Sidney. Mader goes baseline left. Awkward dribble. Good defense, Sidney. And she just bounced it right out of bounds.
Boy, Stockton just stayed right there, kept her body in front, and she had, Mader had no place to go.
Impossible to penetrate within 10, 12 feet of the basket against Sidney's D. It has been solid. It's barricaded the lane. Sidney outside the arc on the right. It's Stockton. Shot fake. Pulls up from 15. Missed it. No good. Got the rebound back. Slips to the rim and puts it through. Stockton with a nose for that ball.
Well, I tell you, watching Brewer here in the first quarter and a half, she looks so much more mobile than she did when I saw her in the first game against Rushi.
There you go. Head coach Jamal Foster says Lexi makes them an even stronger team. Well, when she inches closer to 100%, that's that much more firepower for this Yellow Jackets club.
Well, she's a great point guard, and last year they kind of did it by committee
right
after she got hurt, and with her out there now, it's a big... And all the years I coached, if you would have given me first choice in a basketball game, I would have taken the best point guard if I had first pick.
There you go. That's the quarterback. Here's a drive, but Chin stops outside the lane to the left. Good feed, left corner Stallard, inside the arc, and swish on a 17-footer, a long deuce. The Stallard of tip would trail 17-4. Oh, look at that drive by Sidney. Lexi Brewer, about whom we just spoke. Shake and bake move down the lane. A pull-up eight-footer right on the button.
Yep, she made the basket and then looked over at us and gave a thumbs up.
Here is tip driving. Oh, a fine shovel maneuver toward the iron by Madison Moran. Flipped that one in from her shins. Great play by Moran. 21-6 in favor of Sydney. 5:16 to go here in the second. Wow, Stockton maneuvers. Look at Stockton go. Split two tip defenders and hooked it in on the run. Went left to right across the paint. Basket after basket right now. 23-6 Sydney. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Mater outside the arc on the left. A running left-handed hook shot. A wild one, no good. It sprayed off the iron into the hands of Sydney.
Just a frustration shot there. I didn't have a prayer.
Brewer up the court for the Yellow Jackets. Finds Scully for a three ball. She buries it. Wow, Sydney on fire. 26-6 Sydney over tip. 4:43 left here in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are spectacular. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. It is Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, 937-693-8271. Phone ahead. Carry out your order. Myers in Botkins, 693-8271, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Turnover tip after the timeout. And here comes Sydney on the attack. Darting down the lane, Lexi Brewer. Knocked away by tip and stolen by the Red Devils. Ball in the hands of Chin. Chin up the floor to Mater. Back to Chin on the arc. In the lane area against McNeil. Fires behind her to Moran. Moran jacks up the three, wide left, no good. Rebound down to Scully for Sydney. Long lead to McNeil. Extra pass to Stockton, and she's walloped from the backside. Two free throws for her.
That's a great look that time by McNeil.
You talk about sharing the basketball. Sydney did it extremely well on that fast break possession down the hardwood. 26-6 Sydney. 3:56 left here in the second quarter. Foul shot by Stockton, first of two, dead center. Second shot upcoming. The lead is swollen to 21. 3:56 to go in the second. Chuck, with 3:56 left in the third, we might be talking about a running clock. Who knows?
It's possible. Yep.
Second shot, Stockton, right on the money as well. 22-point spread. Sydney in the lead. Not surprising, Sydney's on top, but boy, the significant difference in score is somewhat surprising. Here's Mater, left baseline, throws on the arc to Chin. Chin tries to enter to the cutter, Moran. Ball thrown back to Chin, long 25-footer short. Rebound, Sydney. Quick outlet down the floor to Brewer. Look at her go to the rack. Two more for Sydney.
Yeah, that looked good, boy. She made a nice adjustment in the air and went around the defender for the layup.
What a play by Sydney again to make it 30-6. Here's a frustration three ball. Hurried up there by Chin. Much too hard. Hit the backboard rim. Caromed off. Rebound jammed out of bounds below the backboard by Tip. 3:08 left here in the second. 30-6. Sydney ripping the Tip girls. beyond the midway point of quarter number two. Here is Stockton. Shake and bake down the right side of the lane. Overshot it. No good. Clark reaches for the rebound. Can't make connection with it. And tip comes away. Quickly down the floor, spotting up and shooting from 19 feet for tip is Kleckner. It is off the iron. Rebound to Stockton. Backcourt to Brewer. 2:41 to go here in the second quarter. Shot fake by Scully on the arc. Goes back to Brewer, 30 feet out. 30-6 Sydney. 2.5 left until halftime. Stockton roams down the left side. Cross court skip pass to Brewer. Right corner, Scully sizes up the three ball and pumps it in. She drills it. Scully, another one.
She's got 12 and Stockton has 11.
33-6 in favor of Sydney, which makes a steal in the half court. Quickly down the floor, Brewer pulls up at the foul line, hits the trailer. Stockton fakes the three, leaves it for McNeil in the left corner. On the arc to Scully again. Scully being checked by the taller Kleckner. Gives it up to Stockton, left flank. She motions, directs traffic. Cross court, McNeil. Baseline right, twisting, turning, lost it, got it back. Minute 46 to go in the second. 33-6 Sydney. Ball thrown to Scully behind the screen. Down inside to Clark. Maneuvers, overshoots it from seven, but a foul against Tip. Minute 38 to go, quarter number two, 27-point differential, 33-6 Sydney. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too, as Clark high arches in the free throw. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. That's Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Reagan Clark made one of two free throws, a quick miss by Tip. Did she make them both, Chuck?
Made them both.
Then a misfire by Tip down to her left. Sydney attacking. Stockton on the arc. Swish from 23 feet. She fell down as she launched it. Went to her keister. The ball went in. All net.
This is just like the JV game, except the other team's winning. The Tip City girls just ran Sydney off the floor, and now they're paying them back in the varsity game.
Little pick and roll by Tip down on the inside. No shot. Ball pitched back on the arc to Mader. Mader circles across the bottom of the key and flips it in with the left hand. 38-8. Sydney in the lead. 42 seconds to go in the second quarter. Brewer over the timeline. Brewer on the arc, veers right, motions Scully to go baseline to the opposite corner. Now McNeil, Stockton, Scully, left corner, shot fake, leaner from the short corner, 12 feet away, no good, a little strong, rebound down to Tip, 20 seconds to go, first half, 38-8 Sydney. Tip with the ball, it's Chin, lobs it in the lane toward Mader, busted up on the play by Sydney, McNeil's got it. Cherry picking other end. It's Scully for two. 5 seconds left in the half. It's all Sydney. The lead is 32. Midcourt shot, the tip off the top of the glass. No good. And two quarters are history here at Tippecanoe. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets are clobbering Tip 40-8 after two quarters of play. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Simply go to applyohio.com, register today, applyohio.com, Spherion, it works. And thanks so much here on scores broadcast.com to another one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Steve and Ted's and Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation. We'll make your budget, deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. That's 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Halftime at tip 40-8. Who would have thunk it would be this lopsided? Our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc. in Sydney. It's your amazing glass connection, the industry's leader. And by Schnipple Construction and Botkins Building Excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Chuck, take it away. 48 points scored in this game, 40 of them by the Sydney girls.
Well, we've talked about the fact that if Tip couldn't handle the pressure, if they turned it over, if Sydney got a lot of easy baskets off of their pressure, it would be a tough game for them. And it's 40-8 at halftime, so that kind of sums it up. 14-5 rebounding advantage for the Yellow Jackets. Tip had zero offensive boards. Sydney had two. Tip Canoe turned the ball 10 times. Sydney turned it over four. The Yellow Jackets hit all five of their free throws. Tip was 0-2. They have Moran, Chin, Mater, and Stollard all with 2 points each. They scored 2 and 6, 8 for the first half. Sydney has two young ladies with 14, Scully and Stockton, and then Brewer, Vordemark, and Reagan Clark all have four. They scored 15 and 25, and they lead it 40-8 at the half.
My goodness, a 25-point second quarter for Sydney. We thought Sydney came out of the gates opening quarter quickly. A 25-point production in quarter number two. Tip did not get its first field goal till the last 40 seconds or so of the opening stands, and that sums it up. Firepower for Sydney, way too much for Tip.
Yeah, Sydney is a really, really good basketball team. Missing a couple of cogs, but it doesn't look like it tonight.
No, uh-uh. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
And welcome back here to Tippecanoe High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, about a minute away from the start of our third quarter. Sydney dominating the Tippecanoe girls 40-8. As you do your math, Chuck, we're 3 points away from this being a 35-point spread and a continuous clock. I predicted midway second quarter. It might happen midway third. Hey, it could happen in the first half minute or a minute,
right,
of the second half.
Well, I mean, that's Tip is a little undermanned. I honestly, Doug, I don't think Wildermuth would make up a 32-point difference, even if she was playing at 100%. Sydney, just a really good basketball team. And you add Johnson and Hudgens to this tonight.
Depth.
My goodness, what a deep basketball team.
Yeah, more speed, more depth.
And then look how happy Allie Stockton is standing over here dancing.
Yeah, Hannah Wildermuth, 5'10 senior, played her first three or four games of the year for Tip, recurring shoulder injury. She was averaging 11 points per game. She's had two shoulder surgeries, one on each, in the last 18 months.
Right.
Was ready to go for the season start and ouched one of those two shoulders again.
Yeah, that's tough.
Could be back in the next month or so. It's kind of game to game, maybe sooner than that.
Sure.
Sydney possession. We start quarter number three, 48. 42-8. Sydney in the lead. Lexi Brewer's got the ball top of the circle. Hits a cutter down the lane. Ball flipped to Stockton, left corner. Three-point jump shot short. Look at the scrap on the inside for the rebound. It is looped up there on the play by Vordemark. Hit the rim, fell off, and Tips got it. Quickly tipped, forecourt left, it's Chin. Floater, baseline, rolling off, no good. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Tip.
Boy, I like Chin. It's just, she's really kind of trying to do a one-on-five right now.
Yeah, boy, she needs about five. She
needs some help.
Five or six more inches, too.
Yeah, maybe. She's not a big, tall girl, but I'll tell you what, I like her game.
Chin comes up to the chin of most of most Sydney players. Here's a long three-point shot, but Sydney clangs off the glass, high above the window, rebound Tip. Long throw down the floor to Mater, dropped it, picked it up. Laid it off for a teammate, baseline right, put up there by Samantha Wall, 5'9 junior, crammed on the play by Reagan Clark of Sydney. Tip gets it back. Played a full minute plus here in the third quarter, nobody scored. Little pick and roll, it's thrown inside to Wall. Wall doesn't shoot, she's walled off. Here's a hop, step, and a jump by Wall. Oh, she walked clearly.
Travel.
Big time. And that enabled her to draw a foul. Wall in the post, threw it into the right corner to Moran, went right back inside to Samantha Wall. And she did the Easter Bunny Rabbit version of the hop.
She definitely did hop. They got away with it. You're going to get 1 point out of it so far.
Two foul shots. First is spot on. 40-9, Sydney in the lead. 6:40 left, third quarter. Second shot by Wall. Front rim, backboard, and it trickles in there. 40-10, Sydney. Tip pressing in backcourt. Three white jerseys, three black jerseys to the right of the timeline. Here comes Brewer on the go. Up the floor to Vordemark. Baseline left, 15-footer short. Rebound ricochets off the ring, goes out of bounds. Stockton hit the floor hard for Sydney on a wet spot. She gets up and trots down to the other end. Long pass by Tip up the floor to Chin. Chin pulls up baseline right and flips it in. 10-footer. Nobody picked her up. Four straight but Tip. Vordemark to midcourt for Sydney. A little out of control. Loops it off on the play to teammate Stockton, who fires down left corner to Vordemark. Inside pass for Clark. Punched out of bounds on the play, but Tip.
They got the wrong people bringing the ball up now against the four. And I like the fact that Tip down that much. Kane is coming out and still playing aggressively and pressing full court.
Yes.
Sydney needs to get the ball to Brewer to break the pressure.
Stockton hits Clark, baseline right below the rim. Good wraparound defensive play by Tip, which gets a fist on the ball and drives it out of bounds. 40-12. Sydney in the lead. Sydney hasn't scored to start the second half. Tip has tallied the first four. Oh, out of bounds play, give and go. Stockton, the playmaker, got it back. Missed it short below the rim. Rebound Tip. Jump shot left corner. Way off the mark, but Kleckner. Loose ball rebound. Brewer cannot control. Out of bounds to Tip. 5:53 to go, third quarter, 40-12. In favor of Sydney, and a timeout is called by the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Head coach Jamal Foster, little lull in Sydney's game here at the moment.
Well, they need to talk about their press break, and they need to talk about the shots they're taking at the other end. They're just kind of, they're not running their offense.
Perhaps relaxing just a little bit.
Sure.
With a commanding 28-point lead. You know, right in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one for the life of your car. Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection, fantastic. It's endless. On West Michigan and Sydney, choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain and Beaver Creek in Dublin, and even more at Germaine in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona, too. Ball inbounded, but tipped, swiped on the play by Sydney. Good steal by Stockton. Down the floor to Scully. Now Stockton, she goes barging into the lane. Ball stripped, but a hand comes down on her wrist. Foul tip in the act of shooting. Stockton at the stripe. So you've got Germaines all over in Michigan, Florida, Arizona, as well as in Central, West Central and Southwestern Ohio, including West Michigan in Sydney. See it online. Buy it right here in Sydney. Germaine, the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain. It's simple. It's Germaine. West Michigan in Sydney. GermaineCars.com. G-E-R-M-A-I-N. Cars.com. Stockton tosses in both charity throws, 42-12. Sydney in the lead, 5:26 to go, third quarter. On the arc, dribbling, made her for tip, pulls up outside the lane on the right, leaves it behind her for Kleckner. Kleckner now to Moran. Right wing, it's fed to Kleckner. Kleckner behind her to Mader. Mader on the bounce, hooking foul called against Sydney.
Stockton reached in. She looked right over to the coaches after she did it and shook her head. I know.
Ball inbounded down to our right by the tip team. Red Devils pitch it in play. It's Chin with the ball, 35 feet out near midcourt. Veers off to the left. Good hard-nosed defense being applied on the play here by Sydney's Brewer. Oh, an overplay by Stockton, and she steals it. She goes down the floor, fights off a defender to the rim. Good for two. Fine play by Stockton, hustling all the way. 44-12, Sydney. Here is Tips Mader, off balance, wild hook shot in the lane. Left it way short. Rebound down to Sydney. Here's Brewer to midcourt. Inside player, Mader for tip. Boy, she has tried a few off-balance maneuvers. They have not worked. Here's a shot missed on the play by Brewer. Long rebound kick to Stockton. Swish! Long, high-arching three. Oh, that was a dandy by Stockton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the ball just rolled out to her on the ball. She just picked it up on the arc, said, watch this.
35-point game, Chuck. Continuous clock is in effect.
And that's 21 now for Stockton here with 4:04 to go in the third quarter.
Chin against Brewer, top of the circle. Chin carves her way down the lane, overshoots it, no good. Rebound missed on the play by Wall. Stick back is in. Kleckner got the board for tip. 47-14 in favor of Sydney. 3:47 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Scully near midcourt for the Yellow Jackets. On a weave to Brewer. Brewer between the legs on the bounce. Right side Vortimark. Vortimark now retreats. In front of the official, far side of the floor. Here's a screen set by Clark. Pick and roll, nothing there. Ball left at the top of the key for Stockton. Her long three, short. It jars the front of the rim. Rebound down to tip. Midcourt, it's Moran. Fires a left wing to Kleckner. Out of the corner, it's Mader. Long ball by her. Swish! Beautiful looking shot by Mader. Great form on that one. 47-17 as Mader chucks in the three. 2:59 left here in the third. Here is Vortimark for Sydney. Loops it right side to Brewer. Brewer pressured by Chin. Baseline right, Clark. Oh,
wow.
Look at that turnaround. Pretty.
Wow.
Oh, that was pure.
That was impressive.
Reagan Clark, man, smooth. Fine shot by Clark. 49-17, Sydney. Sydney knocks it out of bounds. Substitution made. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Clock continues to run. It's continuous, even though the ball did go out.
Unless it goes under 30, and then it goes back to regular clock management.
Right. Here's Stallard with the ball. Now to Mader. Steps back, shoots the three. This one short, air ball, out of bounds to Sydney. Yellow Jackets will bring it down. 2:05 to go, third quarter. It is a 32-point differential. Yellow Jackets in the lead. Continuous clock underway. Sydney inbounding to Clark. Clark up to Scully. Scully, 35 feet out. Fakes right, goes left. Leaves it for Vortimark. Bordermark at the elbow. Open area down the lane. A lot of traffic. Tip comes over late and fouls her. Bordermark with two. Clock continues to tick down late in the third quarter. Minute 34, minute 33.
It'll stop at the quarter. It'll stop on timeouts. And that's it.
49-17, Sydney. Bordermark, two shots. Up and in, 50-17.
They're 8-for-8 as a team from the free throw line.
Everybody shoots it with such a good-looking stroke. Fine form.
Kendall Dickman checks in. She's a 5'10 sophomore.
Bordermark shy of the mark on free throw number two.
I jinxed her.
Rebound down to Mater for tip. Nearly stolen by McNeil from behind. Scrum for the ball in the left corner. Arrow favors tip, I think.
Yep.
50 seconds to go in the period. Clock still running. Ball out of bounds to tip. Playmaker Moran hits Mater below the rim, but Stockton sneaks in from behind and swipes it. Crossover dribble, Stockton. Pull-up jumper at the elbow on the left. She smacked from behind. No foul. Could have gone against Mater. Loose ball to tip. Half minute left, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball, Moran. Far left wing to the three-point shooter for tip. Yes! Macy Griffin, 5'4", sophomore, in off the bench. Pumps it in. 50-20, Sydney. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Scully. Scully against Moran, top of the key, 8 seconds to go. Right wing Stockton around Mater to the rack, overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Bordermark. And let's see what we have. Jump ball is called. Time expires. Third quarter comes to a close with Sydney leading 50-20, or is the third period officially over?
This is an important, but it's not because it's a 30-point game. But in a normal game, that would be important because if they put 0.2 seconds back on, Sydney gets it in, they can't do anything with it. Be tip ball to start the quarter.
Right.
Now it's going to be Sydney's ball to start the quarter.
30-point lead for Sydney after three periods of play. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business. That's right, 40. They give you your best due. That is for sure. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. Handicapped accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, a cut above the rest. Put Burke to work. That's Burke Petroleum in Minster. Now serving all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. Yep. They can now service your propane needs at Burke. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers, 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire or request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Fourth quarter starts, continuous clock. Reagan Clark for Sydney, fouled right away. First free throw, no good. Second shot rattles around, and it's in.
Well, Scully made one heck of a crossover, found Clark on the block. Clark missed the bunny, but she did make one of two free throws.
Here is tip counteracting to our right. Mater on the arc, overplay by McNeil of Sydney, foul on the back of Chin.
Well, that's a good thought, good effort, just about a half second short.
51-20 in favor of Sydney. 6:41, 6:40 left to go. Ball out of bounds, thrown in by Tip. Continuous clock here in the fourth. Dribble drive, but tips Griffin, who's made a three since coming in off the bench for the Red Devils. Now to Chin, top of the circle, overplay by Sydney. Chin with steps down the paint, heaves it toward the rim. ball goes out of bounds. What's been called? No traveling. That's a mistake.
Well, if that was Michael Jordan, he took off and she took off in the free throw line to dunk it, but it wasn't.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Like I said the other night, Chuck, I'm almost appalled. Game after game, a lot of what seemed to me to be violent traveling calls ignored, completely overlooked. And we've seen two or three here tonight. Great drive, but Jeff on the inbounds. Ball was hooked in with a left hand. Nicely done. Was that Courtney Post?
That was Mater.
Fine play by Mater. She made her.
She made her.
Yep. Alexa Mater gets two, the 6-foot senior. She's also made a three in this game, 51-22 in favor of Sydney. Here's Scully out of the arc. Long lob down inside for Clark, sandwiched by two white jerseys, foul in the act of shooting. 51-22, and with the lead for Sydney having dropped below 30-29 now, no continuous clock. Reagan Clark at the stripe for the Yellow Jackets. 1-2-3 dribbles, fires it up, it dances around and goes in. But Chuck, as it turns out, that one common opponent we discussed in the pregame and decided to kind of overlook, West Carrollton, a team that Sydney blew out on Saturday, a team which has beaten Tip earlier this year, that turned out to be a signal.
Yeah.
Free throws by Clark, both of them in. 53-22, Reagan spot on twice. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Straightaway Chin, open look, three-pointer, air ball, saved inbounds below the basket by Sydney. On the bounce, timeline, Brewer. Brewer down the right side, gives it up on the play to Scully. And it rolls away from her, a little careless, out of bounds, two tip.
Yeah, they've lost focus.
53-22 in favor of Sydney. So correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck.
You got to get back up to 35 to get the running clock again.
So once it gets below 30, the team in the lead's got to get it to 35, not just back over 30 again. Good steal by Brewer. Brewer hustles down the floor, sprints to the rim. It's on the iron and comes off. Tough break for her. It spun around, fell into the lap of Chin for Tippecanoe. Up the floor to Griffin. Ball swung left side to Kleckner. Here's McNeil on Chin. Line drive, three-point shot, Tip, air ball, caught below the rim by Tip. Sydney gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. 4:40 to go in the fourth, 53-22, Sydney.
Tip has not hit the rim on their last three attempts.
Have not. Tip inbounding below the rim to the right. Red Devils get it onto the court of play. Sydney momentarily had it. Yellow Jacket, Stockton can't hang on. Out of bounds to Tip. Clock has stopped. 4 minutes, 37 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 53-22, Sydney in the lead. Another near steal, this time by McNeil. Out of bounds to Tip once more. In just a moment, Chuck, I'm going to make your mouth water for an extraordinary dining experience from the Anna Market. You can dine right at home and make it extraordinary. Thanks to Chairman's Reserve Meats, sold at Anna Market. Very few places around have Chairman's Reserve. Here's a baseline drive, overshot on the play by Courtney Post. 6-foot freshman in off the bench for Tip, missed it. Rebound down to Sydney. Here's Scully. Top of the circle. Scully fakes right, goes left. Gives it up to Vordemark. Knifes into the lane. Looping one-hander.
Wow.
Yes. Vordemark. Very nicely done. Showing her talent, her innate skill right there. Vordemark, like so many of these Sydney girls basketball players, great instincts. Here's Tip out of the left corner. Long one fired up there, off the ring by Kleckner. Here's a rebound, Sydney, 2-on-2. Vordemark into the lane, fires right corner, Stockton. Shot fake goes baseline, then fires back out on the arc to Scully. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. 55-22, Sydney girls lead it. Here's Scully down the left side of the lane. Shuffles with the right hand, no good. Rebound is popped out of bounds by Sydney.
I think they got a foul on McNeil over the back. That's a good call.
Yep, sure did. Tip will bring it down, trailing by 33. The Anna Market is at your service, an extraordinary dining experience at home thanks to the Anna Market. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you. Nice play by Tip. Ball fed to the post, to Post. It's Courtney Post down inside, and the 6 foot Frosh drops it in off the window from 3 feet away. 55-24, Sydney. 2:52 left, fourth quarter. Scully drives down the lane, lobs it to Clark. Clark tries to go to Vordemark, clawed away and stolen by Tip. Tip in backcourt on the dribble up and over the timeline. 30 feet out on the left. It is handled there by Chin. Chin pulls up, top of the key. McNeil deflects. Shot goes awry. Rebound, Sydney, stolen back by Tip. In the lane, Chin. Open 12-footer, swish.
Moran.
My mistake, it wasn't Chin. It was Moran on the jumper.
Yeah. They look an awful lot alike, 10 and 11.
Both have the blonde-headed ponytails. 25 feet away on the left, it is Vordemark. Oh, drive down the right side of the lane. A scooper is good. Vordemark made it look easy. Boy, the Sydney Yellow Jackets girls have an arsenal of shots, and a lot of them appear to be so difficult, and they flip them in there on the run in traffic just like they do it day in, day out. Timeout called late in the fourth. Sydney up 57-26. Hey, don't forget the Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve meats. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And for your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, Mr. Chuck McBee. Under 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 57-26, Sydney. Tip attacking to our right. Ball goes low post left. Little short shot is no good. Hangs on the rim, falls off. Rebound, Sydney. Intercepted pass by Griffin of Tip. McNeil steals it back. It's loose on the deck. Tip's got it. In the right corner, it's Stallard. Minute 35 to go. Ball zipped to the left part of the floor to the driver for Tip, who stumbles, lost her balance, got the pass away. Shot missed by Post, and it is kicked out of bounds by Sydney. Helter Skelter at the Tip offensive end. With a minute 26 to go here in the fourth quarter, Reagan Clark leaves for Sydney. How many points for Reagan here tonight, Chuck?
9.
Did Yeomans work on the inside? Fogging up the middle, making it difficult for Tip to drive. We've got a rare travel call in this game. It goes against Tip. There's a wild pass by Sydney up the left side. It's out of bounds, intended on the play for a Yellow Jacket player. And it rolls away to side court. A minute 25 to go in the fourth. 57-26 in favor of the Sydney girls over Tip. Weather permitting, tomorrow night, Rushi boys entertain Botkins. Tip time would be 7:30. Airtime 6:55 on Friday night. That is weather permitting. I kind of doubt that that game does get played, given the extreme cold and wind and slippery and icy conditions we may have. Beginning Thursday night on into the first part of the day on Saturday. Sydney Yellow Jackets playing exceedingly well here tonight, romping over Tip. 57-26. Sydney trying to remain unbeaten and go to 8-0 in the Miami Valley League, 8-2 overall. Tip inbounding below the rim on the right. It goes to Mader, now the three-point shooter, foul against Sydney on the three-point shot. And it was launched on the play from long range by Griffin of Tip, who's made a three here in the second half.
That was the first foul of the entire season in a game we've done where a three-point shooter has been fouled. That's the first time I've had to put three circles across there.
Okay.
That's kind of amazing.
And I think that's going to happen at least once more before the year's over. Who knows? Maybe seven or eight times more. More like it. First free throw tips, Griffin, good. Second shot sprays off the rim to the right. Not good. She dips the knees, swish on the shot. 57-28 in favor of Sydney over Tip. Host of new players in for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lauren Conley, 5'4 junior on the floor. McNeil in the corner. Ball rotated straight away. Pitch and catch, Sydney, a minute to go in the game. Sydney up at 29. Did get it to 35 or better to trigger the continuous clock fairly early in the third quarter. Tip has since gotten the deficit down below 30. Far side of the court, near steal by Tip. Ball out of bounds to Sydney. Yellow Jackets inbound, final minute, goes into Vordemark. Vordemark bouncing into the lane area, gives it up to Kendall Dickman, 5'10 sophomore. Now Vordemark at the foul line, open look, doesn't take it. Sydney simply running clock at this point, in the lead by 29 with 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. McNeil on top, looks for Vordemark, she catches, doesn't shoot, passed up an open look 8 feet away. Ball thrown to Conley in the corner. Now to midcourt. Down to 27 ticks left to go in this game. Tip not fouling. Vordemark below the rim. Throws it back on the arc. Long three-pointer. Sydney rattles out. No good. Rebound Tip. 15 seconds left. Long heave up the floor. Goes on the play to Griffin. She gives it up. Gets it back. And swishes a triple with 6 seconds left. 57-31, Sydney, and that will do it. It is over here at Tippecanoe High School tonight. The Sydney Yellow Jackets get off to a fast start. Hold Tip to 2 in the first quarter. Sydney rattles off 25 points in a great second period. Extends the lead beyond 35. Continuous clock in play for some of the second half. And Sydney wins easily. 57-31. Dazzling performance by the Yellow Jackets here this evening. I'd like to remind you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Now in Greenville, too. 418 South Broadway in Greenville, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Get all your winterizing equipment, tools, technology. Meet all your winterizing needs at the Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware stores. Plus, a sale on DeWalt Power Tools, solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And don't forget beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Like the hardware stores on Facebook, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street from Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House Eatery. New, different, eat in or carry out. You'll love it without a doubt. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. A romp tonight for the Sydney girls, who advanced to 8-0 on the year. Now 8-2, 8-0 on the year in the Miami Valley League, atop the Valley Division, and 8-2 on the entire campaign. The loss by Tip tonight is number 3 for the Tip Red Devils. Chuck, great first half by Sydney. Yellow Jackets racked up 40 points.
Yeah, they've played terrific. I mean, the first half they were focused. They just did everything perfectly. Second half, hard to have a 40-8 lead and come out with the same intensity in the second half. Plus, you're not going to pressure. He subbed a lot. So, I mean, he did the right thing. But, the Yellow Jackets looked really good tonight for Tip Canoe. I always call him Tip City and they get mad. Macy Griffin off the bench, 8 points, all in the second half, and Mater had 7. On the other side, Sydney, 21 out of Allie Stockton. She's just terrific. 14 for Scully, all in the first half, and then 9 for Clark. My Clancy's player of the game, Macy Griffin, I'm going to go with the 5'4 sophomore from Tip. And on the other side, Allie Stockton, and I'm going to go with Reagan Clark as my other choice.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Sydney Yellow Jackets, by virtue of this win tonight, now 8-0 atop the Valley Division in the Miami Valley League. Sydney now 8-2 overall. Sydney's two setbacks to Rushi and Purcell Marion, both high-quality clubs. Tippecanoe now 6-2. Coming into tonight's game, shared the number one spot with Vidalia Butler in the Miami Division of the MVL. Tip was 6-1, Butler 5-1. Tip now with its second loss in league play, third overall. Tip now losing to Beaver Creek, West Carrollton, and tonight to Sydney. Yellow Jackets won it big time. Chuck, again, that final score?
57-31.
Right, 57-31. I tell you what, when these teams run up the points so fast and the scoreboard goes off before the game is before the game's over,
you
tend to lose track of the final. But a big win for the Sydney girls tonight, coming off a 66-35 shellacking of West Carrollton this past Saturday. Now, again, on Friday night, weather permitting, we are at Rushi. Botkins boys play the Rushi High School basketball team. Boys varsity action Friday night. Tip, 7:30, airtime at 6:55. That's weather permitting, the winter storm coming through. I really kind of doubt if that game does get played on this Friday evening. Next Tuesday, don't forget, 27th of this month, 2 days after Christmas, big game, Bodkins at Fort Loramie in the Shelby County Athletic League. That's next Tuesday night. A lot to be determined in the Shelby County League, Chuck. Bodkins giving Marion Local a tussle last night, and that was just a 5 or 6 point game at Marion. Bodkins boys gave them a real bout, and Fort Loramie put the hurting on St. Henry by 10 last evening, rolled up 67 points. So Bodkins and Fort Loramie are going to get better, and it's going to be a four-team race on the boys' side in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Well, I look at the Bodkins-Loramie game as a battle for third.
Right.
I'm not sure that Rushi or Jackson Center, I'm not sure they can be beaten by either one of those two teams. It's possible, but it would take a lot.
Sydney girls, amazing balance displayed here tonight. Allie Stockton averaging 16 a game on the year. Jordan Scully over 10. Larkin Vordemark just under 10. Reagan Clark at nearly 9. Lexi Brewer, a slow start this year, shirking off the injury. She's recovering fast. She'll be double digits before long. She's at 6 a game. It's an outstanding club with speed and talent and just so much cohesion, Chuck. These young ladies for Sydney play like they've got eyes in the backs of their head.
Yep.
Don't they?
They're a good basketball team. They're very deep. Missing two pieces of it tonight for the depth. Didn't seem to matter, but I think we're talking to ourselves tonight after a 40-point game.
Head coach Jamal Foster, boy, he is really gearing up for a great season and what could be a lengthy tournament run. Thanks so much to our great listening audience online tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Thanks to Chuck alongside Chuck McBee, stats, on-site engineering and color, Jack Kramer. Until Friday night, keep your fingers crossed, maybe, maybe not. Friday's game could be weather impacted. Until Friday, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Tip City, where Sydney has blown out the Tippecanoe Red Devils. The Sydney girls win it convincingly, 57-31.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S.
the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.